This is Pastor Jared Pollard, and you're listening to the ALC Daily Podcast. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that every person needs community that leads to encounters that causes growth. Join us as we dive into Scripture, share testimonies, and learn to become the hands and feet of Jesus in our everyday lives.
Good morning. Welcome to the ALC Daily Podcast. I am Kinsey Joyner.
Pastor Jonathan Clark here.
Thank you for joining us today. This week, we are speaking about how God's precious gifts help us grow in relationship with each other. All right, so we're talking about our relationships with each other. Today, we're specifically talking about how do God's precious gifts help us speak the truth in love in our relationships.
It's going to be a good one.
In love.
Hang on. This is going to be a good one.
Strap on your seatbelts. All right, we're going to start with Ephesians 4, and I'm going to start at verse 11 and read through verse 15. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. Ooh, it's a mouthful, but we got through there.
I look for the periods in this doctrinal letter of chapter 4. Paul doesn't... It's one concept right after the other. One builds on the other, builds on. It's a telescoping truth.
Yeah.
Comma, rather than period.
Yeah. Principle, comma. Encouragement, comma.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, rather speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into him who is the head, into Christ. So, one of the easiest ways, I think, to withhold growth in our relationships is to have relationships that aren't based or built around the truth.
Right. So we're talking about relationships,
first
and foremost, and then we're talking about how what we call the fivefold gifts, the apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers that are gifts of Christ. God's done a deep work of grace in their life, and that he's set them forth in a local church to serve as a foundation of serving, and they have a flow of faith, of grace, of what God has done in them.
Right.
And so because of that, we talked on Monday how that we can build each other up. Mm-hmm. We talked on Tuesday how we can become unified in faith. And if you haven't heard that one, you're going to want to go back and listen to that one. Today we're going to be talking about speaking the truth in love. So that's going to bring up, first of all, let's just finish this out. Speaking the truth in love, according to this passage, will help us to get stabilized and not be tossed about by every wind of doctrine. And would you say there's a lot of winds of doctrines out there today in Christianity?
Yeah, there is.
Duh.
Always has been, probably always will be.
My wife loves it when I say duh, you know, in conversation. Yeah, there's a lot of winds of doctrine, and it's easy if you're not rooted and grounded in a local church and a flow of faith for all of the latest doctrinal things to blow us around like children. Then we're children, then we're up and down, and we're in and out, and we're left and right. So we don't want that. We want to be stabilized in our faith and grow up into Christ. That's another whole podcast in and of itself. Grow up into Christ, because he's imparted these fivefold graces of himself to us back through people.
Right.
So then speaking the truth in love is one of the key ways of how we get stabilized, so we're not tossed about by every wind of doctrine.
Yeah,
speaking the truth in love. That's what we're talking about. So why did you say, we didn't even ask a question.
No,
do you have a question?
Yet.
Go ahead and ask a question.
I got one. Why is speaking the truth in love in our relationship so important?
I did a Bible search yesterday because I'm a geek and I do things like that. And I use the Blue Letter Bible because it's easy.
I like the Blue Letter Bible. I use it too.
I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And I did a mercy and truth.
Yeah.
I've noticed recently in my readings that, especially in the Old Testament, the writers will link the concepts of mercy and truth together. the Psalms and the Proverbs, there's like 20 times in the prophets would say God is a God of mercy, which I would call love or grace, mercy, and truth.
Right.
And he's both of those
gotta
equally.
Have both.
You got to have both. One without the other is okay, but it's not what you need. You need both together.
True.
So if there's not a foundational anchor of truth, which is Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus is the truth written. We get that written in the Word.
Right.
The Word became truth. Mm-hmm. We have to have that anchor of truth in our lives, or if you don't have an anchor and you're on the sea, what happens?
You get tossed to and fro.
So the Word of God or the truth of God becomes the anchor
that
holds us steady. So we have to have that. But I think if you have the truth without the love, speaking the truth in love, you can get into problems.
Sure.
Now, if any hearer of truth, if let's say, have you ever had anybody speak truth to you and you didn't feel that it was in love?
Yes. Once or
please,
twice.
Please do not give any examples here.
This one time.
I have had times in church settings or in Christian relationship settings where somebody spoke the truth to me and it didn't seem like it was in love. Now, here's the key. I can still benefit from it if I receive the truth of that from the Lord, no matter how it came.
Sure.
The hearer can still benefit. But I think for the ones that's doing the speaking, the greatest fruit's gonna come if we do learn to speak the truth in love. And then you could say, well, what does love mean? You know, I'm gonna whack you with my words and that's love. Well, okay, there's a facet of truth there, but I really don't think that's the kind of fruit we wanna be bearing. And if I'm the speaker and I'm whacking people in truth all the time and calling it love, the Lord's probably gonna come and correct me.
Yeah.
He's probably gonna spank me as the hearer's benefit.
Yeah.
If they want to. See, they can still benefit from it because truth is truth.
Does the relationship benefit?
Yeah, good point.
Because you can benefit from the truth spoken as long as it's based on the truth. But if it's not...
Aren't we nerding out this morning? We're theologically nerding out this
morning. We are. Sorry for our nerdiness.
Oh, I think it's great. This is fun.
So we can benefit from the truth spoken from someone in a relationship, because it is truth and it's what we need. It helps us grow. But if that truth isn't spoken in love and in care with mercy, does that relationship benefit, or does it, you know, like I said, we can benefit from the truth no matter how it's spoken, but
right, repent or change or whatever.
You know, that relationship, if it's not done in love, what will happen? Does that relationship get hindered?
Mm-hmm.
Or, yeah, it does, right?
It often does. It doesn't have to.
True.
But there's very few people that I've seen in my own existence, me included, that doesn't become a hindrance to.
Right.
God's goal was to bring about change for the hearer, and what became the focal point was strife in the relationship.
Hmm.
Okay. Right. Well, is that real? That's not keeping the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace until we come to the unity of faith. So this is a hot topic, and the good is here. Our current culture a lot of times wants to fight over that, and they'll either go too far in saying, I'm going to speak the truth to you in love, brother, and then they whack you.
Yeah.
Or they love you so much they never bring out any truth that might become correction or challenging or, you know, conviction. And if we're going to be healthy in as Christians and in a local church, the fivefold ministry gifts, we have to have both of those flowing. If we want to give God the fruit that he deserves, the fruit of our lives and the fruit of growth in the kingdom, you know, churches growing and people becoming saved and coming to know Jesus. I heard this recently by a pastor. I loved it. He said, I strived in ministry for 20 years, strive. And after 20 years, I was burned out and I gave God I was a burned out twig and I gave him a shriveled up grape. And then I went and got in the presence and learned how not to strive.
That was me too.
And went from overseeing two churches and couldn't sleep at night to now I oversee 7,000 churches and I sleep well at night and I'm giving God a flourishing vineyard.
Wow.
That's what we all want to do.
Right.
We want to give God a flourishing vineyard of fruit. And there's some really good ways to go. There's some really good time-tested ways to go about that.
Definitely. That's good. And so Before we close, how can we speak to how the fivefold ministry gifts minister to us speaking truth and love? How do we get...
You have an answer for that?
Well, yeah. You know, and we talked about these ministry gifts flowing out of the grace given by Christ. And if done right, if you're in a place, you're in a church that has these ministers that are ministering in love, speaking the truth in love, it becomes easy to receive it in our relationships. And so as we come to church and we listen to our pastors, we listen to prophecy, when those things are done in truth and in love and mercy to benefit the hearer, to give grace to the hearer, like Paul says, it does benefit us in our lives. And then as we grow in our small groups, as we grow in our relationships, that becomes a habit and it becomes a flow of we're speaking truth to each other and we're willing to hear those those tough truths from those we're in relationships because we've learned to hear it from the man or the woman of God who has that grace from God and has that word from God. It becomes easier and it becomes a habit of tell me, you know, I'm willing to listen to you because I trust you and I know you want what's best for me. So don't let me keep moving in the wrong direction. Tell me the truth in love and I can receive it in love and not get offended.
Yes.
And that will help us grow.
Here's a quickie as we're winding down. Tonight we will have our small group in our home and we will receive teaching from the fivefold gifts.
And
who will be speaking the truth in love. Yay.
Right.
And then we'll turn that off and we'll all speak the truth in love to one another.
Right.
Yay.
Yep.
And then we'll pray for one another and we'll see amazing growth and amazing relationships flourish as a result of it.
That's good. I think we have a great setup for our small groups. We get the teaching, we get that that flow of grace, and we're able to use that in our homes to build our relationships.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us today. At Abundant Life Church, we believe that through community in small groups and encounters with Jesus, you will have growth. Visit abundant.us to learn more about ALC and how to join a small group. You can also join us at our new service times at 9:30 a.m. and still for our live stream or in person at 11 a.m.